I'm doing well. How you living?
Living.
Tyler, what was your immediate reaction to being drafted by the Panthers?
Oh, I'm stoked. This is a great opportunity. They're a great program. Love the area. Coach, I've had familiar run-ins with Coach Rivera because his kids went to my high school. So it's a I'm glad to be part of the Carolina Panthers.
Tyler, you pursued professional baseball a couple of years ago. So what's it like now to try another professional sport?
This is my love. This is what I want. This is why I came back, was just for an opportunity to play a sport you love for your career. And I'm glad the Carolina Panthers came through to give me that chance.
Hey, Tyler, were you closer in age to Ron's daughter or son?
Daughter.
Did you know her well?
No, we knew each other, but I wouldn't say we were great friends.
So how did you get to know Ron at all during that, you know, during high school, or did you just get to know him the last month or so?
We had our run-ins through high school, just certain events, you know, that he showed up. But I guess as of lately, I knew him a little better.
Tyler, you said you're familiar with the area. What did you mean by that?
I know I've been down to Carolina. Is somewhere I've kind of wanted to be. I visited there when I was young, and I'm ready to be down there and see what it's all about.
Tyler, take me through the decision a year ago, whenever it was, where, you know, the Pirates draft you and you have to take that year off from football, and, you know, Stanford's a pretty good program in terms of football. What went into that decision to take that year off, and did you always know you were coming back or what?
I didn't know I was coming back. I had an opportunity drafted by the Pirates to play for them, and that kind of opportunity doesn't come around for everybody, so it was something I didn't think I could pass up at the time. I left the year, and towards the end of the year, I realized that ball was my love, and something I just couldn't put behind me. And so I stopped a year on the commitment, like I've been raised, and now I'm here, ready to step forward.
What was Coach Shaw's reaction to you coming back? Was it, did you have to really earn your way back, or was there a spot there waiting for you?
No, I earned my way back. Yeah, I started with the threes and fours scout team, and moved my way up from there. I don't even think I had a starting role the first game or two. I was just stable back and pulled ahead.
Tyler, any thought to continuing your baseball career? Kind of where is that? How did you leave that decision with baseball?
I looked them and let them know that football was where I'm at, and that's what I love. And, I don't know exactly what this is for, but I'm here to play football now, and this is what I want to do.
So you're not going to pull a Russell Wilson and after next year go to a training camp?
No. I might. Maybe I'll try to throw my first pitch. I'm all right with where I'm at.
Tyler, it looks like you batted almost 300 your one season of rookie ball. Why not keep that door at least partially open?
I found out I love football. You step away, you find out this is what you want to do, and I can't imagine not playing football. And it would take 32 teams to tell me I couldn't play for me to head back to baseball.
So I'm not sure if you know, but the Panthers roster, but you know, they have a healthy roster of running backs. Have they talked to you about what they would expect of you, or why they would be bringing you in?
Just part of the team. They thought I was a great fit. I believe the same thing, and I know that they have D'Angelo Williams, an all-star. And they got two other running backs, fellow Oregon running back. I'm excited to be part of their team.
Hey, I know that you were an outfielder. What's your arm speed? What's the fastest you've been clocked at?
What's
your experience on special teams?
I played all special teams freshman through junior year. Wasn't until this recent year that I didn't play any special teams. Kickoff coverage, return, punt returner, at all until.
How would you describe your running back style?
Slacker. You know, I'm a one cut, break tackle. Now you don't have a lot of time for wiggle space, especially next level from what I hear. And one cut and make a mess.
You try to get him to call back on another line or something.
Yeah, I'll check one more time.
Hey, Tyler, what was it like playing in State College, Pennsylvania, right in the shadow of Penn State?
I thought they had a great environment for sports.
Was it, did you spend any time on their campus? Did you get to know any of their football players?
No, I didn't get to know any football players. I went to one of their practices, but just to see how much that town bleeds, you know, Nittany Lion, they love it. I got to, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, to see the emotions of taking down the Paterno statue. I was actually there for that. And just to see how much it actually meant to an entire town was a surreal experience coming from a West Coast, you know, football fan base.
Were you out there, like literally outside when that was going on, or you know, when everyone was out in the streets, or were you inside? Were you a part of that at all?
Well, actually, I drove by for practice, and it was there, and I saw them, you know, about to kind of take it down. And when I got back a couple hours later, it was gone, and it looked like nothing had been there. They had put trees and put new grass, and just it was a regular part of the road at that point.
At what point during that season of baseball did you really realize it? Was it on a bus trip when you were kind of kicking around the sticks of Pennsylvania, or what?
I think it was just towards the end of watching. I was watching Stanford my entire time. That year, and it was a growing feeling, and I missed the camaraderie of my teammates and the ability to play a team sport where it takes all 11 guys to win a game as opposed to one.
Could you hit the curveball?
Yeah, I could hit it all, whatever the coach asked for me.
You guys good? All right, thanks, Tyler.
Courtney Rivera.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Yeah, no problem.